Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Hey Sarah, my name is Rachel Paula, and my brother, we're trying to get him finished up with getting him switched over.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if you had any more clients in Springfield.
Let me see. I actually think I do have a client in Springfield. 1 minute.
Okay. Well, I'm interested if you got one.
That would be great, because I think I'm looking for one. Let's see. Who's here? Is this one? Here we go. One's in Springfield. It is, let's see where it's located. It's on Bellcrest Avenue.
Bellcrest, that's fine. I don't care where it's at in Springfield. It could be in Willard. It could be in Republic. Or if you got two people, that'd be great too.
Got it. So this person, she needs help with in the mornings because she needs help getting dressed.
Okay.
And she needs help with cooking and cleaning, bathing, those types of things. And yeah, she needs a female caregiver, and she does not need someone to drive. Like, it's okay if not. That's pretty much, she's very easygoing and very flexible.
Okay.
She just, the mornings is just what she needs help with because it's hard for her to get dressed.
Okay, how many hours are we in the morning is that?
Let's see. So I know she wanted 7 days a week, but let me see exactly how many hours she's got. One minute while I just check that. Hi, thanks for holding. All right, so she's going to have approximately 80 hours a month.
Okay.
And then I would divide that into, also February is just a little bit shorter. It goes based on the month. So February is a little bit of a shorter month, so then she gets a little bit less hours. So next month in March will be like 86 hours. So it will be 80 hours, and I would divide it. Let's see, 80 divided by 28 times 7 weekly hours would be about 20 weekly hours.
Okay, that's fine. That would work just fine. And when my brother gets approved, that'll be about 30 hours a week.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, when could I?
Sure.
When can I meet her?
Well, I can give her a call. 1 minute. What happened to her last name here?
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay.
Let me put your name and number down here.
Okay. I don't even have, do you guys have an app? I never even went over any of that with you guys about
what?
The app. About, do you guys have an app where you clock in and out?
Yeah, we do. The HHA app.
Okay. Yeah, I never downloaded that. I never really even talked to anybody.
No problem. Let me make sure you're on my HR sheet. Remind me your name.
Okay.
Let's see. With the numbers. 479. Did you speak to Becky before?
I think so.
Okay, and do you know if she did background screenings on you?
I have not. I seen something in the FSCR background check the other day show up. I figured it was you guys because I haven't applied for any more jobs.
Yeah, so what's your first name? Because I'm not finding it with your phone number.
You need my phone number?
No, your first name.
Rachel.
Rachel, let's see.
We're switching my brother over, Timothy Treadwell. We're waiting on, she said something about the state had called, and we called the state Wednesday, and the state called back Thursday, so we're going to have to go over there where he's at later and have him to call them back. I don't.
Yeah, I see. Oh, look at that. I think you're already fully HR compliant. That would be great. 1 minute. We already ran all the background screenings. Let's make sure. Yeah. So you're fully HR compliant. We already have everything. You already have an account with us. Now you would just need to download HHA. The thing is, this patient, she isn't authorized yet with us. So we're still waiting on the authorization to come in.
Okay.
So let me see when it's from. Then I could tell you how long it will approximately take. Actually, it could be 1 minute. Let me see if the authorization came in. Yes, hi. Thanks for holding. So she's still waiting for the authorization to come in. So I'm just going to put your phone number and all your information down here so that as soon as authorization comes in, then the intake coordinator will be able to give you a call so that you would be able to meet her then. Okay, and this is the...
Is there anything else that I need to be need to do to be HR compliant?
No, you're fully HR compliant, which is... Yeah, you're fully ready. You have a profile already, and then... As soon as the patient's profile is created, then you would download the app, and then I would be able to link the account to yours so that you could clock in that way. And also with your brother, it would work the same way.
Okay, we're going to call state today and see what the holdup is. They told us they were waiting on a care plan or something.
Oh, interesting. So let me make sure there's no other cases in Springfield at the moment. 1 minute. No, this is currently the only case in Springfield. So, I guess give the call state, and as soon as you hear something back from them, you could give us a call back.
Okay, I will. I'll call you guys. What's the latest I can call you back?
Till 4 p.m. today.
Okay, it'll be about probably 3 o'clock.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.